Look, I'm a Gen 4 hater. There, I said it. I mean, I've said it multiple times in my previous videos, tweets, general conversations, and I've more or less turned it into somewhat of a personality trait, but that's besides the point. This is why it took me so long to make this buffing Gen 4 video. I mean, the last video on Gen 3 was back in October 2024. I just didn't feel like working on a Gen 4 video in all that time. But here we are. Today, I'm going to be taking a look at some of the weakest Pokemon from Pokemon Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum, and trying to make them viable in some way, shape, or form. When it comes to buffing Pokemon, there's a lazy way to do it and a cool way to do it. The lazy way is just increasing everything's stats or giving them access to huge power or something, but that's just, like, lame. Like, yeah, Chris, if you give a Pokemon 200 base attack, it's probably going to be pretty strong. What I'm going to be attempting to do with my buffs is grant each one of these Pokemon a slightly higher power level while granting them a niche in competitive play that may not be filled by any other Pokemon at this moment. Effectively making a Pokemon that's useless in competitive play useful sometimes. Anyways, leave a like, subscribe, check out the Patreon, become a YouTube member, begin. The Burmy line is actually hilarious when it comes to competitive viability because it has like four different forms that it can all evolve into and somehow it fumbled every single one of them. We'll tackle Mothim in a second, but how did all three Wormadam forms end up being bad? Grass Cloak and Sandy Cloak have some pretty bad typings, but Trash Cloak actually has one of the best typings in the game in Bug Steel. That typing is only weak to fire, which while it is a 4x weakness, it's great only having a single weakness to worry about. And that did wonders for Scizor, but Wormadam is not Scizor. It's not even Fortress, to be honest, but it sure is trying. Wormadam's forms not only have different types, but their stats are sort of mixed around, with Wormadam Grass Cloak being more inclined on the special offense and defensive side of things, Wormadam Sandy Cloak having the higher physical offenses and defenses, and Wormadam Trash Cloak foregoing any offensive stats to make its physical and special defense equal. So if I'm gonna buff the whole set of Wormadams, the most efficient way is to simply buff that awful HP stat. Let's increase every Wormadam's HP from 60 to 80, granting it more bulk overall, and letting it actually do its job once in a while. But it actually probably take a little bit more to give Wormadam any kind of niche, so let's go ahead and grant Wormadam two more tools. Strength Sap is a move that heals the user for an amount of HP equal to the target's attack stat, which then lowers that target's attack stat. This will actually allow for Wormadam to more consistently sponge hits and wall out certain Pokemon, and if we want to allow Wormadam a little more utility, I'd say we give it access to Pollen Puff, as that move not only gives it a solid offensive bug type attack, but also the ability to heal allies in double battles. Is Wormadam all that great after these buffs? Probably not, but it's a Wormadam, dude. At least it's gonna do something when you bring it to games now. Congratulations, Wormadam. You're officially good enough to be thought about before ultimately being passed up on. What an honor. This channel is partnered with Gamersubs. If you want to support my work and get great tasting drinks, you can order Gamersubs through my link in the description down below or with code MOXIEBOOSTED at checkout for 10% off. Gamersubs is a caffeinated product that I recommend only to my 18 plus viewers, but my link will send you to their caffeine free product section just in case. Every product purchased through my link supports my channel financially, so I'd really appreciate the support. Now back to the video. Mothim is such a goofy Pokemon to design four generations into the franchise. I mean, we already have two other bug flying Pokemon that just want to click Quiver Dance and sweep, and Game Freak just made one with lower special attack than Beautifly and lower speed than Butterfree. But no, it's fine because Mothim has 94 attack for some reason. Yeah, dude, that U-turn has me shaking in my boots. Okay, so what do we do to give Mothim an identity without completely stripping it of Game Freak's original intentions? Well, we have 94 attack, so let's lean into that. It's the only thing setting Mothim apart from the other early game bug Pokemon so far, so let's make Mothim a better physical attacker. Currently, Mothim's stats are 70 HP, 94 attack, 50 defense, 94 special attack, 50 special defense, and 66 speed. This isn't great, even by Gen 4 standards. 66 speed is leaving it prone to getting outsped by even slower, bulky Pokemon. Like, try to explain why Emboar is about as fast as Mothim. Like, aren't mods supposed to be agile? Let's go ahead and give it some modest stat buffs by increasing its speed by 20 points to 86, and give it 10 more attack to leave it with 104 attack overall. With these slightly higher stats, Mothim should now be able to outpace most Rillabooms and even threaten them for significant damage with stab, bug, and flying moves. But something about Mothim that I can't wrap my head around is that they designed it to be the physical attacking early bug Pokemon, then also only gave it access to really weak physical attacks. Like, if it's gonna have a modest attack stat, at least give it some stronger moves. I decided to give it access to Pin Missile and Dual Wing Beat, which might not sound like the strongest attacks to give to a Pokemon with only 104 base attack, but that's only part 1. Behold, part 2, Technician. give it Technician. It's pretty simple. Like, with these moves, with Dual Wing Beat and Pin Missile, Motham's actually pretty threatening. Technician boosts the power of moves 60 base power and under by 50%, meaning that each individual Pin Missile hit gets buffed as well as each individual Dual Wing Beat hit. You end up with 185 power Pin Missile if it lands every hit, and 120 power Dual Wing Beat. This should be enough to make up for that lower attack stat. Once again, Motham won't be top tier, but it'll be far more useful than it is today. Krikatoon is such a frustrating Pokemon to think about as a fan, because you know that if this thing were designed in Gen 7 onward, it probably wouldn't be half bad. They'd kit this little dude with a solid ability and maybe some actual stats, but unfortunately, we were left with this. 77 HP, 85 attack, 51 defense, 55 special attack, 51 special defense, and 65 speed. And it doesn't even like evolve or anything, so Eviolite isn't an option here. It's only got two abilities in Swarm and Technician, which honestly aren't great. At least not for what this Pokemon wants to do. Like, ooh, 75 power Fel Stinger. Now maybe I'll get a KO once in every 10 games. Yeah, no, let's just do a total rework of Krikatoon as a Pokemon. First off, we're going to be giving Krikatoon the normal typing as a secondary type. This will do a few things, but most importantly, we're giving it stab on normal type attacks. And that's important because we're going to be giving it access to Boom Burst as well, and the ability Punk Rock. Boom Burst is a very low distribution 140 base power normal type attack that hits every Pokemon on the field. And Punk Rock boosts the power of sound-based moves by 30%. This would not only boost Boom Burst to absurd levels of power, but it would even boost the power of Bug Buzz, as that's also a sound-based move. Now, with only 55 special attack on Krikatoon, this probably isn't the greatest attack to be clicking with it, despite the power behind it. So we'll be increasing Krikatoon's special attack stat to match its physical attack stat at 85. So Krikatoon can opt for either a physical technician set, or run the Boom Burst haha loud equals funny set that doesn't really one-shot stuff, but will chunk the heck out of everything. Look, I like Rampardos. I'm not afraid to admit that, but meeting another Rampardos fan in the wild is a lot like getting into JoJo's and then finally meeting another fan. Yeah, dude, I believe you. You don't need the emote at me in the middle of Jewel Osco. Rampardos is cool, but we don't gotta shoehorn him into bad Trick Room teams. This one is a really easy fix. Rampardos is slow and frail, but it's got that 165 base attack stat for no good reason. You know, spamming Head Smash would be really cool with this thing if it meant it actually got KOs on something once in a while. I get what they're going for here. You want that KO, you gotta work for it. But if you fail to KO something even once, Rampardos is getting taken out immediately. Let's just give it a third ability. Tinted Lens makes the most sense here since it makes not very effective moves deal double damage, basically just dealing neutral damage into what would have been a resisted target. Look, if you want to actually resist this attack, you better quad resist it because then you're only taking half damage. But this just makes it so Rampardos can head smash into fighting types and ground types and at least threaten the two-hit KO instead of switching in and having to waste that Trick Room you worked so hard to set up. You know, you can always tell which Pokemon in these videos I like the most, purely based off of how long that section of the video is. I'm pretty sure I wrote a 5-page essay on Spinda in my buffing Gen 3 video. Anyways, here's my Carnivine fanfiction. Carnivine is a Pokemon that leaves me scratching my head on how much of a layup this thing could be, only to have the designer miss the basket entirely. Carnivine is a giant Venus flytrap. It's a giant carnivorous plant, and the best you could do is give it 100 attack and the ability Levitate. I mean, Strongjaw was created in Gen 6, but they didn't ever think to go back and give it this ability. Anyways, hear me out. We're not going to give it Strongjaw. No, we're going to redistribute these stats and give it a new thematic ability akin to like Water Bubble from Gen 7. You know, that ability that was actually three abilities for no good reason. Look, if you give an ability like that to a Pokemon like Araquanid, I can give it to a forgettable grass type from Sinnoh. Carnivine's new ability will be called Pressure Trap. You see, the way that Venus flytraps know when to trap something in is from the bug touching a few of their sensitive hairs. At this point, the trap closes and the bug is slowly digested. So let's just create an ability to reflect this. Pressure Trap will cause the attacker to be trapped in with Carnivine if they make contact with it. A secondary effect of this ability is granting Carnivine a built-in Big Root by giving it 30% more HP from draining moves. In its case, Giga Drain and Leech Seed. But you know what? Good luck clicking Giga Drain, because I don't want you to. Why does a Venus Flytrap have 90 special attack? Stop it. Let's just take 50 of these points from the special attack stat and give both Carnivine's defenses 25 more points. This leaves Carnivine with a final stat spread of 74 HP, 100 attack, 97 defense, 40 special attack, 97 special defense, and 46 speed. This should allow for Carnivine to actually tank more hits and heal plenty of HP from Leech Seed stalling the Pokemon that it's trapped on the field. And you know what? One more thing. In Gen 8, we got access to a new move called Snap Trap that's a 35 base power grass attack and is exclusive to Galarian Stunfisk. It traps the opponent in and deals damage for 4-5 turns, and yet, Carnivine doesn't learn it. Why? For what reason should the grass Pokemon that snaps its trap on things not learn Snap Trap? give it that move. Okay, we're done. Lumineon is getting the shortest segment by far because I can't ignore that it needs a buff, but I don't actually particularly care if it gets one or not. Look, it's a pure water type with access to Tailwind. Just give it Prankster as another ability. Bam, Prankster, Soak, and Tailwind. Instant viability. This genuinely might be the only way to set this Pokemon apart from the other pure water types. Look, I know that there's plenty of fish in the sea is a really common saying, but we genuinely might be in a too many fish situation here. It's really funny that Dusknoir was introduced in Generation 4 when Eviolite was created in Generation 5. Like, bro had 15 minutes to do something cool and he fumbled it. Look, Dusknoir has some pretty solid bulk save for its low HP, but when you compare it to Eviolite Dusclops, it's not really a competition. Eviolite Dusclops is always the better option. 100 attack from Dusknoir isn't dealing enough damage to make it an offensive enough threat to run over its pre-evolution that can just get more consistent damage by spamming Nightshade over and over again. Hey, even the lower HP is better for getting recovery off of higher HP Pokemon with Pain Split. So what can we do to encourage people to run Dusknoir? Well, we can try to make it play more like its lore would imply it should. Rather than giving Dusknoir any direct stat buffs, I feel that giving it a very powerful utility ability would make it more useful as a Pokemon. So I want to give it the new ability, Soul Shelter. Apparently, Dusknoir uses its big belly mouth to carry spirits into the afterlife, so Soul Shelter will work sort of like a ghost-type Storm Drain. If any Pokemon on the field uses a ghost-type attack, that move will be redirected into Dusknoir, where Dusknoir will then take no damage and have its attack stat raised by one stage. Not only does this give Dusknoir a powerful ghost-type immunity, but being able to defend its partners against ghost-type moves is super useful, and bolstering its mediocre attack stat to actually let it deal damage gives Dusknoir enough applications over Dusclops that there's actually a use case for it. I'm not as much of a fan of Skuntank as much as I am confused as to why they designed it the way they did. I mean, it's a skunk that fires things from its tail and it's supposed to be kind of like a tank. So why is it a physical attacker? And why isn't it bulky at all? Tanks are armored vehicles that shoot projectiles. Why doesn't Skuntank at all reflect that it's like a tank stat-wise? To remedy this discrepancy and give Skuntank some more value, let's do two things. First off, we need to boost that special attack stat. At the very least, it should be boosted to 93 to match its physical attack stat. And beyond that, let's actually make it play like a tank. It's going to be getting Mega Launcher as an ability instead of Keen Eye. I have no idea why Keen Eye was its hidden ability. Like, ooh, Gen 5's here, let me get this cool new hidden ability. And then it's Keen Eye. I don't know. Along with that, we're giving it access to every pulse move in the game. That's Aura Sphere, Dark Pulse, Dragon Pulse, Heal Pulse, Terrain Pulse, Water Pulse, and in my only broad mechanics change to the whole game, I think Sludge Bomb should be boosted as well. This would allow for Skuntank's mediocre 93 special attack stat to actually let it deal damage to opposing Pokemon, while still letting it run Sucker Punch off of its physical attack stat. Throw an Assault Vest on this thing, and you got yourself a bulky, powerful special attacker. Finally, let's buff Electivire. Make it a fighting type. Well, with that, that's every Gen 4 Pokemon that I would buff and how I would go about it. But what do you think? What would you change, and is there a Pokemon you think should get a buff that I missed? How would you buff them? Let me know in the comment section below. If you enjoyed, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. It'd mean the world to me. If you want to support me further, you can check out my Patreon page or become a YouTube channel member by clicking the join button below the video. This gets you sneak peeks at future videos, access to bonus content, and access to my supporter-only Discord server where you can hang out and team build with other community members. You also see your name at the end of my videos like all these lovely people. Special thanks to my most boosted supporters, Avatar67 and Club, for their generous pledges. Another way to support me is to check out all the videos in the playlist on screen right now. I know you'll find something in there that you'll enjoy. Or you can tune into my YouTube live streams Monday through Friday at 7 PM CST and check out my second channel linked down below. With that, thank you all for watching and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!